Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we'll be reading a story called I Debunk Magic Tricks for a Living, But I Can't Explain What I've Just Seen by Friendly Ad 6012 off Reddit. I really hope you enjoy this story. I've made a living off of exposing magic tricks. I'll admit I was never able to make a big name for myself on performing magic alone. I did all right with my partner, but I found that revealing many famous tricks and teaching others how to perform magic has become a far more lucrative career for myself. I'm always excited to be presented with a new challenge for a seemingly impossible trick. I take great pride in my ability to reveal even the most challenging of magic tricks, until now that is, because I've seen something that I truly cannot explain. I was recently at a book signing of mine. A decent crowd had shown up, eager to pick my brain on the current state of magic and my opinions on it. While signing, an old colleague of mine arrived. His name is Ronaldo Cruz. It had been years since I'd seen him. Without exchanging words, I greeted him with a hug. Ronaldo was a partner of mine back when I had first begun performing magic. Together, we were the ravishing Ronaldo and Reginald. A joke we would share was that he was the ravishing one, and I was just Reginald. We were no Siegfried and Roy, but we had a respectable run on the Las Vegas Strip. It was not enough to make a full career on it, but I got my foot in the door. After a few years of practice, we decided to go our separate ways. There was no animosity toward one another, but we had differing philosophies. We both enjoyed learning the secrets of magic, but he believed that it should remain a secret. Of course, I did not follow that ideology. When I pulled him close, he did not seem to reciprocate any of it, and he felt cold. When I pulled back to take a good look at him, he was different than I once knew. His once tan and full face had turned white as a ghost. His face was sunken, creating a gaunt appearance. I blamed it on aging, but this was certainly not the ravishing Ronaldo I once knew. One thing that did not change were his over-the-top green alligator shoes. They'd become sort of a staple of his look to go along with his ravishing character. "How have you been?" I asked. "I need your help with something," he responded. He didn't acknowledge my question, although his response told me that something wasn't right. "I don't want to talk about it here." He reached his hand into his pocket and extended a piece of paper over to me. I unfolded it to reveal a crumpled-up photo of an old dive bar we frequented together. The name of the place was Andy's. A real quiet hole in the wall we'd go to if we wanted to lay low. A slight smile crept across my face. "Certainly, he's just messing around with me and he just wanted to have a few drinks," I thought to myself. Immediately after agreeing to meet with him in 2 hours, he marched out the door of the bookshop. I arrived at Andy's about 15 minutes early and headed to our usual booth. Ronaldo was already there, halfway through his second whiskey on the rocks. When I sat down, I noticed that he kept looking around as if to see if anyone else was following us. Once I sat in the booth, I decided to break the ice with a simple question. "So, Ronnie, what brings you back to Vegas?" He paused for a moment and looked into my eyes. I could sense there was a fear and paranoia going on in his mind. I grew more concerned that he had gotten himself into a really bad situation. "I need your help, Reginald." His voice quivered slightly when he spoke. "You see, I saw something recently that I can't explain. It was at some traveling magic show back in Missouri." He took another drink from his whiskey. "It was nearby. I thought it'd be a fun little show. The performer's name was the Crimson Mask. He started off the show doing the basic stuff, levitation, card tricks, and some sleight of hand, but during the final trick, he brought me on stage and..." He paused again and took a larger drink from his glass. "I can't explain it. You know me, Reginald. I'm a skeptic and realist just like you. But what I saw, it's not possible. For weeks, I've gone through it over and over and over again, but there's nothing." I could tell by his demeanor and tone of voice that this was no act. Whatever it was he'd seen, it had truly startled him. I'm reaching out to you because you're the only one I know who has a chance of solving this. Someone to prove that I'm not losing my damn mind." Whether or not he was losing his mind, his fear was real and I could not help but take pity on him. "All right, Ronaldo, let me help you. What is it you saw?" Ronaldo remained silent for a few moments before answering. "If I told you, you wouldn't believe me. It's something you have to see to believe." He slid over a small red ticket. It read, "You're invited to see the incredible Crimson Mask Magic Show, March 21st. Show starts 7 p.m., show ends 11 p.m., 808 Park Theater, Las Vegas, Nevada." On the back of the card, there was a handwritten phone number. "Once it's over, call me. But I warn you, Reginald, once you've seen it, there's no going back." He finished his drink, paid his tab, and left without another word. To ease his mind, and my own for that matter, I decided to track down this Crimson Mask character and observe what frightened Rinaldo so much. The show took place in a fairly rough part of downtown Las Vegas. It felt like walking into an old abandoned theater. There were some parked cars outside, so at least I wasn't alone. When I arrived at the counter, an elderly man took my ticket. He gave me an eerie smile and said, "Enjoy the show." It was a small crowd, but not completely dead by any means. I was seated in the center about three rows back from the main stage. When it started, a speaker over the intercom introduced the incredible Crimson Mask. His name sounded more like a superhero than it did a magician, but I digress. I suppose I can respect someone trying something a bit new. He appeared on the stage by a puff of smoke. Not an original entrance, but again, I digress. While my career is mostly dedicated to debunking magic, I cannot help but be a critic at the same time. The show began fairly typical. He wore an all-black suit with a metallic crimson opera mask with two black voids around the eye sockets and a black hood. He was silent. All of the dialogue in the show was done through the speaker. At first, he did the basics. Levitation, card tricks, disappearances, all of them easily identifiable through trapdoors and well-colored cables, and good old sleight of hand. I began to smile. Certainly my friend Rinaldo was putting me on. Back in the day, he was never afraid to pull a joke on some of his friends. I was moderately amused by this thought, until the last trick, that is. "Alright, ladies and gentlemen, for the final act of the night, we'll need a volunteer from the audience," the voice on the speaker said. The entire place went dark, except for a singular spotlight on the top right balcony of the stage. It slowly panned over the audience until it landed on, you guessed it, me. At this point, I felt confident that this entire thing was an elaborate rib for myself. Hell, the Crimson Mask was probably Rinaldo himself. I must admire the dedication he has had towards introducing this new character. After all, what were the odds? I would be the one selected from the crowd. I was welcomed onto the stage and placed about 10 feet away from the Crimson Mask. "And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the final act of the night, the incredible Crimson Mask will perform what he calls the double take." As we stood across from one another, he remained still and silent for almost a minute, as some creepy piano music played over. Then, he brought his hands up to his face and removed his mask to reveal himself. It was me. I rubbed my eyes because I was certain I was hallucinating, but I looked again. It was still me. It was like looking into a mirror. It wasn't a mask. It couldn't have been. It was too perfect. It couldn't have even been a long-lost twin either. It was more like a perfect clone of me. My eyes, my nose, even a light scar above my left eyebrow from when I knocked my head on the swing set as a child. Down to the last detail, it was perfect. This wasn't right. In that moment, I froze. I was completely spellbound. Not since I was a child had I felt something like this before. No, it's not possible. I must be hallucinating or dreaming. This couldn't be real. It's my face. It's my face! It smiled back at me. It seemed amused by my disbelief. The initial shock began to wear off and fear jolted through every vein of my body. It walked closer to me. I think I tried to move away, but I couldn't. It's like my feet had been welded onto the stage floor. It stood across from me, inches from my face. I took my hand and placed it on its cheek. My cheek. The flesh was warm and tender. It was real. Whatever I was touching, it was real. I pulled my hand away and the thing backed up about 5 feet. I turned away toward the audience, hoping that when I looked back it would have gone away, that this momentary loss of sanity would return itself. But when I looked out into the audience, there was no one. The theater was completely empty. When I looked back, it was still there and it was still wearing my face. All I could say was, "What is this?" Then, just as it arrived in, the crimson mask disappeared into a puff of smoke. I looked out into the audience again. There was still no one. All the lights and speakers came back on. "Thank you for attending the Incredible Crimson Mask. Please begin to make your way to the exit doors and have a wonderful evening." I quickly snapped out of this frozen state and ran out of the building. I heard the sound of a malicious cackle over the speaker until I reached the parking lot. All of the cars I'd seen before were now gone. It was just an empty lot. I bolted back to my apartment to try and make sense of this. I tried calling Ronaldo, but there was no answer. I tried to take a step back from the situation for a moment. There could still be a rational explanation for this. I tried looking up the Incredible Crimson Mask, but I found nothing. I tried looking up the building's owners, but I came to find that there were none, and the building itself had been abandoned for nearly 5 years. For weeks, I went through everything I'd ever learned about illusion. I went through books, audio cassettes, VHS tapes, but there were nothing I could find that could rationally explain a perfect doppelganger. As rational possibilities began to fade, I began to look at irrational possibilities. Was I drugged, hypnotized, kidnapped, and brainwashed? Did they finally perfect those Mission Impossible masks? Damn, was it an android? I couldn't come to any logical conclusions. The only one that made sense was that I was going mad. For weeks I couldn't sleep, eat, or even go outside. In the mirror, I noticed my skin was losing color. My body and face were becoming more gaunt, just like Ronaldo. I attempted to reach him several times through the phone, but he never picked up. After a few months, I tried to forget about the entire ordeal and move on with my life. But of course, I couldn't. Strange things began to occur. I constantly felt as though I was being watched. Sometimes I would see that thing again, usually in a crowd. It would be wearing my face or that god-awful mask. I tried to pursue it, but it would disappear before I got too close. Sometimes it looked like friends or family members of mine, but I could tell it wasn't them, just by looking at its smile. Everything that I once knew about the world had been challenged. My logical reasoning and understanding of the known universe could not help me here. I decided that I needed to find Ronaldo in the hopes that he would have some answers. Through a few associates of mine, I found that he was living in a small home out in the Ozarks. I booked a flight there immediately. When I arrived, the exterior of his home was in pretty rough shape. His lawn was completely overrun with weeds. His front porch was covered in them. I knocked on the door. No answer. The door was unlocked. I wouldn't normally do this, but I was desperate and needed to see if he'd come up with any answers. I made my way into his home. The whole place smelled like rancid garbage. It was so horrid that I had to cover my mouth with my sleeve. I called out his name but heard no response. I walked into what appeared to be his office. The entire place was a mess of books, newspaper clippings, empty whiskey bottles, and scraps of paper. It was apparent that this incident had caused both of us to go insane in the search for an answer. As I was looking through his scraps, I felt something tap my shoulder. I instinctively turned my entire body to see what had touched me. It was Ronaldo's gator skin shoes. I couldn't process it at first. Why are his shoes hanging up like this? Then I looked up to see what they were connected to. It was Ronaldo. He had hung himself in his office with a leather belt. Immediately, I called the police and told them what had happened. Most of it anyway. I decided not to share the full experience out of concern they'd throw me into a mental hospital. They told me he'd been deceased for a few weeks. In his home, they found a note. It was addressed to me in an envelope. It read as follows. "I'm sorry for bringing you into this, Reginald. I truly believed that you could make sense of this, but I realize now that it's not possible. What I've seen is no trick. I've researched into everything imaginable, but have found nothing. I've seen that thing several times since I attended the show. Sometimes it'll look like me, sometimes it'll look like a friend, and sometimes it'll just be a stranger. But I know it's there, just by the way it smiles. One time it even looked like my father, who's been dead for 10 years. This is not an illusion, it's real. This thing we've come across is beyond our comprehension. All our lives we've been experts at distorting the perception of reality in order to trick our audience. But this being is capable of actually changing it. I haven't been able to sleep or eat in weeks. Knowing something like that exists out there has forced me to live in a constant state of fear and helplessness. I cannot go on like this anymore. If you can, Reginald, move on from this. Try to forget it all and just move on with your life. But I know you, and I know that won't be possible. I've left you something else in this envelope if you wish to continue down this rabbit hole. There is no trick this time. Goodbye, old friend. God be with you. My heart sank to my stomach as I read through it. I couldn't believe this was real, yet some part of me remained adamant that there was still a logical explanation for all of this. Despite my friend's warning, I knew that I had to find an answer. In the envelope, I found what he was referring to. It was a small red piece of paper. A ticket to another nearby show of The Incredible Crimson Mask. Scheduled tonight at 7 p.m. It's 6 p.m. now. That's the end of the story. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments. I'd also be really appreciative if you'd like the video and subscribe, or the podcast episode, wherever you're watching. If you'd like to support the channel further, there is a Patreon you can join for some early access stuff and just some recognition overall. I really appreciate those who have become Patreon members. Thank you. And if you'd like to, there is a Discord you can come join and hang out with us. It's a pretty chill place. I think you'd enjoy yourself. But anyways, with all that said, thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next one.